Could you give me the news desk, please? Oh, hello? Oh, my name is John Papworth, and I'm proposing to hold a press conference at my home at 24 Abercorn Place. I've redrafted a version of the Ten Commandments, and I'm proposing to launch them. This will be on Tuesday next. Until recently, I was acting in assistant capacity at St. Mark's Church in Hamilton Terrace, and a bit of a row blew up in the media and in my senior church circles about my remarks about shoplifting in supermarkets, big stores, and it's since been indicated that my services won't any longer be required, at least in St. Mark's. And after 12 years there, a bit of a blow, but we'll survive, no doubt. I have redrafted the Ten Commandments. First of all, the old ones are very imprecise. They have enormous gaps in them, and I think they don't marry up to modern conditions. I'm saying that thou shalt enjoy the gift of sex I have given thee as thou willst, but thou shalt not procreate excessively. I think would be quite in order for people to encourage, let's say, homosexuality and lesbianism and, you know, sexual relations generally, especially family planning and use of contraceptives and so on, to stop this everlasting monumental growth of human numbers, which is already threatening the death of our civilization. I had been reared in an orphanage, and I saw very little sign in my own life of the love and goodwill and everything, the sort of passwords of religious life. I think I would have called myself an atheist. This is Richard Allen, who I last saw 60 years ago, and we were boys here together. And we were just discussing, I have a very vivid memory of seeing him come out of the superintendent's office, which was just behind us, crying and rubbing his backside. He'd just been caned. And with a feeling of sympathy for him, I said, well, did it hurt? And just then the superintendent emerged. He said, you just come in here and I'll show you where it hurt, and proceeded to cane me. And, well, life was like that in those days. What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't remember that incident because I've got the cane so often, you know, and I didn't think that anybody could have sympathy for me having the cane because it was a regular thing. But what I can remember about John very much, that I felt we were all much of a muchness, sort of sorry for ourselves, having a rough old time, and yet this fella seemed to be different from all of us. You know, his way of life was so philosophical.
Open your heart to love and compassion, and resolve disputes without violence. I went to prison with Bertrand Russell and others in the 60s, to try to stage public demonstrations about the dangers of nuclear weapons. I threw myself into left-wing politics. I was a Labour Party candidate in one of the general elections in the 50s, I think. And the older I got, the more I came to understand that the modern attempt to live without God had failed. I've always been well aware that there are lots of things in the Bible make no sense at all, but then religion, it's not a matter of rational analysis, it's a matter of intuitive perceptions very often. If one wants to get to the guts of prayer, one has to take on board that Jesus is saying that the kingdom of God is within you. Well, I was working in Zambia as the personal assistant to the president, and when the call repeatedly went forth for people to come forward for ordination, I remember thinking to myself, well, you know, everybody thinks it's somebody else who ought to go forward, but what about me? I can't say that I felt any powerful spiritual impulse impelling me in that direction. It was just a sense that here was a need, and I put my name forward for training and subsequently ordained as a priest. Thou shalt venerate thy family and thy human scale neighborhood above all forms and degrees of human association. It was G.K. Chesterton, I think, who said that you can't have morality without community. What he's really saying is that morality is a function of relationships between people. Your relationship with any institution is not a moral one, it's a power relationship. And if we don't go back to living in empowered neighborhood communities where our sense of morality and decency can find expression, I don't see very much hope for the human race.
And what is really special that we get?
English strawberry.
And are they really English?
Really English.
Not flown in from Spain?
No, not at all. Very good looking English strawberry.
Thou shalt not pollute the air or the water. I think the car is one of the great enemies of community, because it makes people drive all over the place and think they can find what they're looking for anywhere else but in their own neighborhood. Because they are so disruptive of community life, that I staged a one-day protest of sitting down on a pedestrian crossing. Well, the cops came along and lifted me into a paddy wagon, and the sergeant said to me, "Well, you've got a choice, Mr. Papworth. You can either be charged with the obstruction as an offence, or we can let you go with a caution." Well, to be let off with a caution means that you have acknowledged you are guilty of an offence. So I said, "Well, I don't want any of your cautions. I want to be charged." And the sergeant said to me, "Well, we're not here to give free publicity for your views of life. You can just bugger off." And so I did. Thou shalt live simply and truthfully, and not waste the finite resources of the earth. Well, this vine has been up now for 30 years. Last year was the first time I got a real crop of ripe grapes I could make wine with. I got about 35 bunches, and I trod them with my bare feet in a giant plastic bucket.
It's got your foot mould in it.
Well, I'm continuing my work with Fourth World Review, and I'm also putting the finishing touches to my next book, which is to be called Why the London School of Economics Should Be Shut Down. It's not, except for one chapter, concerned with the LSE itself. I'm ranging over a whole field of issues that are affecting modern life, and suggesting ways that we could deal with problems like war, economic development, the abuse of the environment, and so on and so on. My journal, Fourth World Review, is simply being concerned to say, look, turn round, stop, think where you are and where you're going if you carry on as you are with these giant structures. Make them smaller so that ordinary human beings can again have some voice in the course of affairs and are able to make decisions that affect their lives.
Hi, John. Here's a shopping.
Oh, another week's rubbish from Sainsbury's. My commandment is saying, thou shalt not steal from thy neighbour. And I am emphasising in that commandment, neighbour, because these big stores, these giant supermarkets, are trying to convey the idea that they come within the framework of neighbourhood and the Christian morality on which it's based, when in fact what they're doing is they're destroying the moral basis of Christian belief and so on. when I said out that when you steal from supermarkets, it's a legal offence, but it's not a sin, that really set the cat among the pigeons.
The immediate result was that the archdeacon and the bishop, I suppose, for that matter, he was the bishop's bully boy, told me my services as a priest would no longer be required. I think the general body of clergy have no training whatsoever in how to relate religious beliefs to the social order around them.
I know some people call me a crank, but it's worth remembering that a crank is a device used by engineers to create revolutions.